jump back into our conversation with Myron from Georgia, let me remind you once again that freedom isn't free. Freedom has been purchased at the price of toil and treasure and life, even. And when the Founding Fathers put it on the line, they had a king, and they threw a king off our back. And yet, we don't seem to have the courage to stand up and speak against what's supposed to be our public servant. And somehow there has been a transition here. Public servants have somehow become public masters. And so I would ask you, support those causes that are important to you. If you think freedom for your children and grandchildren is the kind of thing you'd like to have, you've got to think about who's really working for it. Now, I don't pay a nickel to be here on the Republic Broadcasting Organization. Yet I know they have to have expenses. There's got to be electric bills. They got to be paying for the satellite. They got to be paying for that 5.050 shortwave. They got to be paying something to be on the internet here with republicbroadcasting.org. And I know they got to eat. And I know they got to be paying people to support the organization with technical expertise. And somehow, we've got to keep that float. We've got to keep that going. So do what you can to support the Republic Broadcasting Organization. It's to be found at 1015 South Mays in Suite 100. That's in Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. If that's not the right zip code, maybe our producer will jump back in here and tell me. It's important to keep this afloat. And I know that every time we turn around, that which is taking a stand against the forces of evil finds that the forces of evil are working against it. And we can see that the Republic Broadcasting Organization has been assaulted left and right time and time again. So we need to help prop it up. Keep it going. Back to you, Myron. Go ahead.
Jack.
Yes, sir.
The model of the Israeli Mossad is by way of deception, thou shalt do war.
And they sure have, haven't they?
Yes, sir. What we saw on September 11th, 2001, was their plan of deception to blame it on the Muslims, okay? Now, Jack, that video that you sent me, from freedom to fascism.
Oh, by Aaron Russo, yes.
Yes, sir. Just took me to another level of really truly believing that our government were the grand architects behind those two World Trade Centers being destroyed and the individuals that was in there. Now, Jack, it amazes me how these people planted all those explosives in that building the way they did to cause those buildings to trample like pancakes. There is no way, Jack, again, like I said earlier, that those two aircraft, jumbo planes, took those two towers down like that, Jack. So
it
definitely had to be a inside job. It had to be.
Now, you know that day there was a change in the guard. Right up to the day before, it was covered, the security there was by a company called Securicom. And a new guy started that day. We got a break coming up here.
Yes.
We're going to be right back. Hold on.
Yes, Jack.
Yeah. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
During the break, I was talking to our producer who gave me an update on the address information. Now, I'd like you to whip out your pencil and paper here and jot this down, if you would, please, because I think it's important for us to support freedom and support those who are working for freedom today. The Republic Broadcasting Organization is to be found at 2251 West Creek Boulevard. 2251 West Creek Boulevard, Suite 302. And that's to be found in Round Rock, Texas. And the zip code there is 78664. And he said that we can also use Visa cards and call in at the Republic Broadcasting Organization to make a donation. And I would encourage you to do so if you can. And the number there is 1-800-724-2719. And the extension is 116 until you get 6 o'clock in the evening, which would be Central Time, then you call extension 115. Right now we're talking to Myron from Georgia. Go ahead, Myron, finish up.
Yes, Jack. You know, it's as if to say, this reminds me of what took place in June of 1967 when the Israelis attacked the USS Liberty and so-called said it was a mistake, right, and blamed it on Egypt. And the next thing you know, Jack, here it is, they're allied with America to cause them to go into war with them and so-called win the war of 1967. So here it is, Jack, we see another scenario in history of what's taking place in this country today in the year of 2007.
Well, yesterday was the 40th anniversary of just that event, in which Israel, our dearly beloved friends.
Uh-huh.
And if you got friends like that, you really don't need any enemies.
Uh-huh.
They used planes with rockets. They used helicopter gunships and PT boats. And the thing of it that really bothers me the most is when they rigged up an antenna to get a message out from the Liberty to our fleet, and jets were scrambled to come and protect them. McNamara called them back. We don't want to offend our friends.
Yes.
Oh, you know, it's one thing to turn a cheek when somebody's slapping you, but
right,
it's sure another thing to turn your chest when somebody's trying to shoot you in the back.
Yes.
And here we are, wondering why our freedom is slipping through our fingers.
That's right.
Do you have anything else, Myron? That was a really good point. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Yes, Jack, I have one more thing to say.
Go for it.
I would like to deal with the Christian establishment right quick, Jack. And the Zionist preachers, or so-called preachers, who bow down to these Khazar-descended Jews, right?
Yes.
Who do lie, and who call themselves Jews, but they do lie, Jack. Okay?
Oh, and they do.
And say that, okay, what took place in 1948 was fulfillment of Bible prophecy, which is a damnable lie, Jack.
It sure is.
The Rothschild family, those killers, Cohen bribed President Harry S. Truman in May of 1948, paid him $2 million for his campaign train, right? Bribed him to go to the UN and to recognize Israel as a state. That's a damnable lie, Jack.
Oh, it sure is. Big time.
Big time.
Well, thanks for your call, Myron. Appreciate your input.
Yes, sir.
We'll talk.
Yes.
Okay, our next caller is Henry from Connecticut. Henry, are you there?
Yeah, yeah. You know, that was really strong, what you said about the bee with the bitches and the dogs, and that was really strong. I mean, that's funny. He's saying about, you know, you kind of like dogs, so you don't think you want to call them bitches. That was funny. The thing with 9/11 is interesting. There was a guy named Silverstein that made a lot of money.
Silverstein made $7 billion off of that baby.
Yeah, and yet he's not going to live off of that much. You know, that's the thing. Don't they need all this? That's not even money, actually. I won't even get as that. But
it is
know,
the medium of exchange. What it is and it is not is lawful U.S. currency.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, but they don't even live off of, you know, I've heard this in the international forecaster, a guy named Borovetsky or something like that. He ripped off stuff from Russia. They all run in Israel. Oh, he's running Israel. They're not going to Switzerland. They're not going to. It's always Israel.
Sure, you give some of that money to Israel, and they won't. They won't extradite you.
Yeah, true.
As long as you're one of their own.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. These people aren't Russians. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They're not Aryan Russians or the Russian Russians that are.
They're Yiddish Russians.
Yeah, right. They're Jews. Right. That's what I was going
to
say.
False
about
Jews,
the income,
I like to call them.
Yeah, the income tax. Now, what do you do with it? You said you haven't filed. I understand there's so many a survey of so many millions of people in the country that don't pay the income tax.
30 million.
Yeah, right. And they don't go after them like they did Aaron Schiff. Now, have you ever heard of a man named Dana Yule, except it's spelled like the holiday. Like it's not. It's pronounced like the holiday, like Y U L E, but it's really spelled E W E L L. And he had a thing called No Tax 40s or BestTaxShelter.com or something like that.
I'm not familiar with him. You want to fill us in?
All right. Well, I talked to him. He used to be interviewed on the radio. If somebody has Google, maybe they could Google his name, Dana, D-A-N-A, and then Yule, E-W-E-L-L. So maybe they can find his new website and his new phone number, because maybe change it, because I had his phone number. I used to speak to him on the phone about 2 years ago. It's been flipped. I don't know what happened. But he said that he had people for years, except it was expensive, that had his forms and stuff for the income tax, and they never had to go to court. They didn't have the kind of trouble that Aaron Schiff had, and he said he could prove it. He could validate it by you could actually talk to or verify with some of these people, you know, that have actually brought his material. And it's been around for 15 years or more. It's been well-researched. There's certain papers and stuff you have to file. Now, what I'm going to ask is this. You said you just haven't filed anyway. Now, what do I do when I go to employer and, let's say, you have a W-2 form? Shella, I was thinking about just checking ineligible for income tax, because, you know, they have different categories. You check your ineligible, tax exempt, this, that, whatever. So shall I check the thing that says ineligible? Wouldn't that be a good thing to do?
I don't know. You're going to have to figure that one out for yourself.
Okay. Well, I figured I'm not eligible under the law. So the other thing is this. Under Title 13, United States Code, it says that bonds and notes, that includes the Federal Reserve note, and a couple other things, are not taxable. So why are people paying taxes with a Federal Reserve note, since that is a note? Just like if you have investment with city bonds, savings bonds, you know, like city-type bonds that people invest money in, they're tax-exempt. Because, see, there's the United States Code in Title 13. There is a section, I forgot, it's on Title 13, USC, that a note, a bond, and something else is not taxable. That is tax-exempt. So people also paying taxes with a form of currency that is not even supposed to be taxable, Federal Reserve notes. But I want to ask this. Have you heard this other guy who wrote a recent book called Cracking the Code? And it's by a gentleman, I think his name is Erickson or something. You need to have him on, or because somebody said they've used that and haven't had a problem.
Well,
with the income tax, I mean, you know, IRS and so forth.
I'd like to have a little more confirmation, you know, other than just you heard from somebody that they don't have.
All right, well, the guy with the Cracking the Code, he was on John Stadtmiller's show.
Great show, isn't it? John has a real ability to cut through the malarkey and get right to the heart of the issue.
Yeah, except I walked down the middle of it. See, I always running in and out around that time, and sometimes I catch a show and I didn't get, I caught like the very end of it before I even got the guy's phone number and stuff. But there was a couple of people called up then and said they used this book, they have another problem. But what I'm saying is this. There are other systems out there, I believe. I could be wrong. If somebody out there, I'm going to hang up their call after my call and confirm this. There are other systems out there that can handle the IRS that I believe would work, not like the Aaron Schiff federal mafia thing, which filing the zero return, which I was told also, I mentioned that to Dana Yule, and he said that was wrong, that he should, Aaron Schiff is partially right, but some of that measures and what Aaron Schiff does to handle it, he should not do, you know, because he's saying that would cause some other way for them to get you. But that stuff definitely is illegal. There's another IRS agent that worked for them, too. By the way, they have the biggest turnover as far as employers. They pay like $16, $18 an hour. Okay, I'm going to go. But they don't stay long. And there was one guy who worked for the IRS recently, and he quit because he found out there was no law.
I hear about 275 of them on the average get shot every year.
Get shot? By
yes.
who?
Yes. You can't be spreading tyranny around and not expect people to react. We got a break coming up. We're going to be right back. Thank you very much for your call, Henry.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We're back. This is June 9th, 2007. We're talking about what is radically right, as opposed to what is wrong. We got a caller on the line here, Jack from Arkansas. Please come on up and jump right into your subject.
Hey, Jack, how are you today?
I'm fine, sir. Go for it.
Good. Listen, I enjoy your program very much. I usually listen to Rick Adams, and this is the first time I've been able to catch your program on my schedule, I guess. And I really enjoyed the information you give out. About 3 guys ago, you had a man that left his web address, and I couldn't get it all down. Do you remember what it was? It was No More Something.
Serfs. S-E-R-F-F.
Oh, S-E-R-F-F?
Yes. You know, serfs and vassals.
Okay.
Another name for slaves.
Okay. No More Serf. Okay. That's what I needed to know, Jack, and I sure appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Okay. Thank you, Jack.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we got another caller on the line here. Mike from Arizona, go ahead.
Yes, good day. Good evening, Jack.
How are you?
I am great. Hey, I got your mail the other day, and I'd like to encourage all the listeners to pick up on Jack's book. It's very eye-opening and explains a lot of the who's and the whys, and he's done a lot of research and can save you a lot of time in searching for books high and low, that a lot of books that can't even be found nowadays.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. Unfortunately, that was the last book.
Okay.
I'm out.
Uh-oh.
I have to get more reprinted John said he's going to help me do it, but I know he's got some financial problems right now, so it's probably not physically possible or fiscally possible for him to get them printed up. But we're working on it. We're going to try to get more of those put together.
Okay. I got a couple of three things that I'd like to cover. You had mentioned this new Republic Broadcasting Network's address.
Yes, 2251 West Creek Boulevard.
Yeah, I have it. It's 2251 Double Creek Boulevard.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. That I just got my stack of envelopes from RBN, and that's what's typed on the envelope here. It's 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664.
Well, thank you for the correction. That's most important because we do have to keep this floating. We got to keep this going because I don't know of anybody else that's really working to try to save our Constitution and our freedoms.
Not too many people. Sure, certainly not the mainstream. You know, a couple other things I'd like to mention here is about the USS Liberty. I was searching around. I had heard that in the San Diego newspaper that they had printed a statement from Ward Boston, and I couldn't find that, but I did find one. It was I just typed in USS Liberty and Ward Boston into Yahoo, and I came upon a site that it's called ifamericansknew.org, and it was a sworn statement by Ward Boston talking about him and Admiral Kidd and Admiral McCain and all those things, and exactly how he was ordered to come to the conclusion that it was a mistaken identity and things like that. So ifamericansknew.org. And it's quite an eye-opening statement. And by the way, and I don't know if this is just a local thing, but somebody out here seems to be walking all over your signal in single sideband. We're fairly close down here to the Mexican border, and a lot of the times they're down in the Gulf of California and broadcasting on their boats. But it doesn't seem to be until about 6 o'clock in the evening when you and Michael Collins Piper starts. It's not like during the day or any other time because I've checked the frequency quite a bit, but it seems like right at 6 o'clock it just comes in real heavy and they're just walking all over you. And a couple other things, too, is, you know, this last week is had a lot of history of anniversaries. You have June the 5th of 1967, of when the Israelis launched their war of aggression.
I think that was, oh, yes. And it was on June 8th that the Liberty was attacked.
Yes,
sir. That was 40 years ago yesterday.
Yes. And, you know, on the 5th of June, or, well, it was a little bit later, but, well, they had launched the attack on in the 5th of June, but they were condemned by their actions in Security Council Resolution 242 and told all sides to cease and desist in the belligerency and to remove all the military occupation in the area. And 40 years later, Israel's still occupying the Jordan, the Golan Heights, and they finally, eventually, after 73, they finally gave away the Sinai Peninsula. The 7th of June of 1981 was when Israel bombed the Iraqi nuclear power plant, and they were condemned by Security Council Resolution 487, and they were told to turn over their nuclear, Israel was told to turn over their nuclear facilities to the IAEA, in which they haven't, and they were also told to compensate Iraq for the damage that they've done, and they still haven't. And that was 25 years ago, and then yesterday was the June 8th of 1967 was the attack on the Liberty. And, you know, with all these significant events in history happening this week, you know, we here in Phoenix on our PBS station at 5:30 in the morning, they get a half an hour of the BBC TV news, the world news, and the BBC is reporting on this. They allot about 5 minutes every day about the illegal settlements and what's really going on over in Palestine. But I noticed that the mainstream media here, the silence is deafening. All they seem to want to do is talk about Paris Hilton and this Bush and Putin stuff and what's going on.
They have no intentions of letting the truth out, if it's at all possible. We got a break coming up. Hold on, Mike. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
I wanted to mention that a friend of mine just gave me a video just 2 days ago about the USS Liberty. And on this was members of the crew that have been told that they got to keep their mouth shut or they're going to be in trouble, but decided, hey, no, I'm going to come out and talk about it anyway. Don't you love it when men show courage, when they got the kind of guts it takes to make this country free and keep it free? Now, when somebody tells you a lie and tells you that that's a way you got to start telling about, you know you're talking to a crook. You know you're talking to somebody that is really not for America, for our freedoms, for our Constitution. Because when you have a right to freedom of speech, you've got a right to tell the truth. Now, I watched this video about the Liberty on the 40th anniversary of its occurrence, and that was yesterday. And there was one guy on there that said it was his job to keep checking to make sure the flag was still flying. And he said there was enough breeze, it wasn't hanging, it was waving in the breeze. And then there was another flag that was painted on the hull. So Israel knew who they were attacking. There's no excuse for it. They lied to cover it up. They pretended like it was the Egyptians that had done it. And there is no similarity between the Egyptian ship that they said they were talking about and USS Liberty. The Liberty was quite a bit bigger. And the configuration of it was dissimilar. So here we are on that very precipice of destiny. Are we truly free people? With a constitutionally limited republic, or are we the subjects of an all-powerful superstate? Now, we've had some really good calls tonight, and I want to thank those callers. And fortunately, we've got a guy on the line right now that I have found over the years to be erudite and scholarly, giving me some good tips on things over time. Mike, I'm going to turn the floor back over to you.
Okay, I know that there's one thing that's been in the news a lot lately. It's the G8 meeting between Vladimir Putin and George Bush, and they're talking all about this missile shield. First thing we have to understand, it's only a phased array radar. It has nothing to do with missiles that they're going to be installing. But it's a quick lesson in how to go from hero to zero in one easy step. You know, while Boris Yeltsin was giving away the country to the oligarchs, and in the meantime, Vladimir Putin was gaining confidence of these people, and he became the darling of the U.S. media. And this is where it's all important to understand, because once you understand who's running the media here in the United States, the rest of it falls into place. Now, Boris Berezovsky, he gained control of the media. And this guy, Khodorkovsky, he became head of Yukos Oil. The oil industry in Russia was just a bunch of small little groups of oil people and stuff, and then they consolidated them into a Russian-controlled Yukos Oil. Now, after Putin got control, and then he went out here and started arresting these people like Boris Berezovsky and Khodorkovsky, and the number two man of Yukos, he fled to Tel Aviv. That might tell you something, because we know who's the only people that can immigrate to Tel Aviv. And,
absolutely.
Yes. And then...
We got
hello?
You, Mike?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go for it.
Then we heard all about this Litvinenko, the guy that was poisoned with the polonium-210. Now, I'm going on by British media sources, and because I noticed that there was absolutely nothing that was mentioned here in the U.S. media, but Litvinenko, he had visited Israel to Tel Aviv within a few weeks right before this whole poisoning episode. And he was passing secret papers to the number two in Yukos about the investigation into Yukos. And then we heard all about the quarantine, about the aircraft and the international flights, but nobody seemed to want to ask, where did those flights come from? I suspect that they had come from Tel Aviv, but you see, the news media only wanted to talk about Boris Berezovsky, and that was kind of odd, too, because, you know, he was kind of basically the Ted Turner of Russia, and he had information and footage that said that maybe the FSB, with their war in Chechnya, that maybe the FSB was blowing up these apartments in Moscow, that they could blame them on the Chechens. And the mainstream media poo-pooed that and said, oh, that's just a bunch of conspiracy stuff. But now all of a sudden, when it came to their advantage, then all of a sudden they had no problem running with that. And in the meantime, what they were really hiding was this investigation into Yukos Oil. And, you know, all we heard was, well, this polonium 210 is, you know, that's a real rare element, and only somebody with a well-developed nuclear facility would be able to manufacture that. And then, oh, of course, Russia has that. But what they failed to mention was that Israel also has a well-developed nuclear facilities. And it wouldn't surprise me one bit that this guy, Litvinenko, had been poisoned by the Israelis so he would keep his mouth shut because of his involvement with passing these classified documents to the number two man who had fled to Tel Aviv. And that's kind of the rest of the story of what they're not telling us here in the United States, because in the meantime, you know, this all we hear about is Paris Hilton and whoever knows whatever.
Britney Spears. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And, you know, they actually think that they know that the American people are brain dead. And as long as they can tell us about American Idol and Britney Spears and Paris Hilton, that we won't look into finding out where Litvinenko had been beforehand or who Khodorkovsky was and all this Yuko stuff, because it really doesn't, it doesn't affect it. But in the meantime, then they can make this big to-do about, oh, Bush is standing up to Putin and he's being real tough and Putin doesn't this. And what it is once again, once you understand who the oligarchs are in Russia, like Boris Belozovsky and Khodorkovsky and the number two guy from Yukos who fled to Tel Aviv and the people that run the media here in the United States, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out why they don't want to tell us what's really going on.
They don't want to tell us what's going on, because if we understood the truth, we'd know how to react. The human brain is a whole lot like a computer in one respect. And that is, if you can control the information that goes into it, then you can control what comes out of it. And it's like kind of like that 911 fiasco. If you got everybody believing that it was these 19 Arabs from Saudi Arabia led by a guy in a cave in Afghanistan that caused that to happen, then you're going to buy that it's all right to go over and kill those Iraqis because they were sympathetic. You know, there's more to complicity than what faces the issue here. And I think it's time for more people to understand and stand up and take a stand. God hates a coward. And there's a lot of people that are trying to keep the cards so close to their chest because they're afraid Big Brother's going to find out what they know, that they're not working hard enough to inform others as to what is really transpiring here. Go ahead, Mike. Do you have any more points?
Well, one thing is you bring up a couple of points. First, I have to mention about Carl Mordecai Levy Marx, who said that if you wanted to take over a country, you had to control the media.
Carl Marx was an assumed name. His real name was Kissel Mordecai Levy.
It just gets deeper and deeper all the time, doesn't it, Jack?
Yes, it's scary, isn't it, sometimes?
And it was Lenin that said, get the people interested in sex and sports, and they won't pay attention to what's going on.
His real name was Ulanov. Lenin's real name was Ulanov. And you're right about that.
And
there's a communist rules of revolution that were implemented ruthlessly. And the third one of them, there was three parts there. And the third one was cause the registration of firearms under some pretext with the intention of confiscating them later and leaving the people helpless. And it was Khrushchev that said, we can't take America. They've got millions of deer hunters with rifles in their homes. So we can expect that it's not going to be done with the regular kind of invasion. They're going to have to soften us up first.
It's an invasion of the mind.
Well, that was the first step here.
Yeah. Oh, and one other thing, too, is I found out some information, too, that over in Afghanistan, one of the reasons other than the Taliban, or excuse me, the Al-Qaeda and bin Laden in some cave, one of the things that they kept softening us up with was this group called the Taliban that, oh, they were so evil. They were mean to women, and we have to go in here to free this country. And now I've come across some information about the president of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai. Oh, he just happened to be a high-ranking official in the Taliban. And now we hear the news media saying, oh, there's a resurgence of the Taliban in Afghanistan. What are we going to do about it?
And I think both the Taliban and Al-Qaeda are creations of the CIA.
Exactly.
Here we are.
All the way back almost to square one again. But it's just, you know, it's this circular logic that we've been locked into, and the American people just, you know, and it's only about 10 or 15% that believe all these lies, but that's enough to keep these people into power. And, you know, we have to do everything we can. And, you know, I run into problems, too, because, you know, people first off, they say, oh, I don't believe that. You're going to have to show me the proof. And then you show them the proof, and they either refuse to read the documents or to watch the videos. And, you know, it's too easy for them to say it's some big conspiracy theory. And, you know, as Jesus said, as you know, if you go into a village and they don't believe what you say, you know, you leave, you knock the dust off your sandals, and you move on. You know, used to, I'd pick one person out that I thought might be intelligent enough to hear what I had to say. And then I'd spend 100% on my time on that person. And then I realized that was just a big waste of time, where if I would spend 10% of my time to talk to 10 different people and plant those seeds and just let them grow, let God water them and fertilize these seeds and let them grow. And if they fell on rocky soil, move on. Don't waste your time and being bogged down into somebody that just absolutely doesn't want to hear it.
Now, you brought up the notion of them calling you a conspiracy theorist or a conspiracy nut. And whenever I hear those words, when they're accusing somebody of being a conspiracy nut, I know the guy's got truth in his mouth. And they're resorting to character assassination, what they call the ad hominem attack, where rather than actually dealing with the issues that are being discussed, you turn and attack the individual and try to discredit them so that nobody will listen to them.
Well, because they're happy being in their little pity party and their little hole. You see, the thing is, it's they're down in a pit filled with mud, and they have no intentions of pulling themselves out of that pit. And when you reach over the edge and extend your hand to help them up, they don't want to pull out. They want to pull you down in that pit with them.
You're sure right about that.
Hey, Jack, I know you got other callers. God bless you. I got to go, man.
All right. Thank you very much for your call. I really appreciate it. You know, there was something that I wanted to bring up before, and it slipped my mind. We were talking about 911 and the catastrophe that was there, and I wanted to mention that right up until the day before September 11th, 2001, the people in charge of security there at that building, at those buildings, was a company called Securicom. Now, the day that it happened, they had already finished their contract, and there was a new man in charge. And he was from the president's administration, the law enforcement agency that wanted to go after Al-Qaeda, after he was told to stand down, that they were not supposed to be doing that, and he wanted to do it anyway. And so he was there on the first day of his new job, and he went down with the building. I think he was part of the setup. He was set up because Securicom, which had the contract for the security there right up until the day before, right at midnight, they quit. And Securicom has a president whose last name is Bush. And Bush's first name is Marvin Bush. He just so happens to be the brother of our beloved president, George W. Shrub. Or is it Shrubowitz? Again, we must ask ourselves, is freedom important? Do we want our children and our grandchildren to enjoy the benefits of freedom? Or don't you care? I think there are people out there that do care, and I would like to ask you to support the Republic Broadcasting Organization. Send John Statmiller what you can. It's 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302 in Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. And the producer told me that those who have Visa cards can make a contribution by calling 1-800-724-2719, extension 116, up until 6 o'clock in the evening, and then after 6 o'clock, it's extension 115. We've got to do what we can to keep this country afloat. We've got to do what we can to preserve this Constitution for our subsequent generations. Okay, we've got the last break coming up here. We're going to be right back. Please stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Let me give you my points of contact. Now, I'm not going to be home for a couple of days, so you might as well wait two more days before you give me a call. But my home phone number is area code 313-582-2481. And if you want to write me, send it to me, Jack Otto, OTTO, at Post Office Box 256. That's Post Office Box 256 in Dearborn Heights, Michigan. That's Dearborn Heights, and you can abbreviate Heights just HTS, period. And the zip code there in that little town in Michigan is 48127. 48127. We've got a caller on the line, Brenda from New York. Please, jump right into your subject matter.
Thank you, Jack, and thank you for your hard work. God bless you. I wanted to talk about 911, and I remember hearing a couple of years ago that a lot of Jews, like 4,000 or maybe more, did not go to work that day. They called each other, they emailed each other and everything else. And yet I don't hear that being said anymore. Do you know what the actual number was?
I have heard the number that you just touched upon, 4,000.
Okay.
I have no confirmations of it whatsoever, though.
Yeah. Well,
and I'm sure they don't want any confirmation of it.
I guess that's why I'm not hearing about it much anymore. I don't know. Also, I remember Schumer, you know, Senator Chuck Schumer.
Oh, yes, the possum.
Wow. I saw him that day, you know, for days. He was talking about it, and he was so concerned. But his face, his eyes were glowing. He kept smiling. He couldn't hide his smile. And it was just so transparent to me. I don't think anybody else noticed it. He was glowing with happiness. These people truly are Luciferian. Also,
yes, you're absolutely right. This is not good old boys. This is not people making mistakes. What we're talking about here is truly evil. The world is being run today by Satan, and there's no doubt about it, and his minions. And when you look at the hierarchy of the Illuminati and organizations above it, like the Grand Druid Lodges and the Council of Nine and the Council of Seven, and then, of course, right up there at the top of that heap is the one they call the Grand Architect of the Universe,
mm-hmm.
who is nothing other than Satan himself.
Yes.
I worship the Creator.
Amen.
And that architect has to work with existing material.
Yes. Also, about this, you mentioned sacrifice at the beginning of the show. Well, that was a real bang-up job for them, for the Jews, because you and I know that before Moloch can intervene, there has to be human sacrifice. And, boy, they really got one under their belt with 911. Another thing, though, on a different note, I heard a couple of years ago someone called into one of the talk shows and said that Madeleine Albright is the cousin to Putin. I don't know if that's true, but gosh, I hope not, because that's everyone's putting a lot of hope on Putin, but I don't know.
I'm afraid you've got the last word, Brenda. This is the end of the program for this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks, for tuning in. We appreciate your support. God bless and good night.
With recent